Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday evening, November 10th, 2025, and we have a great mix of finance headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. The Payments Group Holding, updated outlook through 2028 and news about its AI engagement. The Payments Group Holding, based in Frankfurt, is updating its financial targets for the next 3 years, anticipating significant growth. With the pending acquisition of 75% of the Payments Group companies, the transaction volume is expected to reach between 800 million and 1.9 billion EUR by 2028. Revenue is projected to triple to quintuple, with an EBITDA expected to reach between 5 million and 12 million EUR in 2028. Additionally, PGH is making strides in artificial intelligence with Softmax AI, successfully spinning off Cognicare AI GmbH, which develops AI-supported software for the care sector. Other AI products like Inspectos and JobClar are in the pipeline, showing promising potential for the future.
OTR Solutions and LoadConnect partner to combat fraud in the freight industry with integrated credit approvals. OTR Solutions and LoadConnect have partnered to introduce a new layer of security and transparency in the freight industry to protect carriers from fraud. By integrating LoadConnect's load management platform with OTR's credit data, carriers can now access valuable credit and fraud prevention data directly on the load boards they use. This partnership aims to provide a safer booking experience and safeguard carriers from the growing threat of freight fraud. With carriers losing millions each year to fraud schemes, this collaboration addresses a critical industry challenge by enabling carriers to make informed decisions before accepting any load. By combining OTR's credit intelligence with LoadConnect's platform, carriers gain real-time protection within their dispatch workflow, enhancing transparency and trust in their operations.
Investor news breaks. Nikola Mining Inc. MOTCQB HUSF reports high-grade assays and new vein discoveries at Dominion Gold Project. Nikola Mining Inc. AIM Discoveries has reported high-grade assays and new vein discoveries at its Dominion Gold Project in Quebec. The company announced final assay results from chip sampling, confirming multiple new high-grade vein discoveries and strong mineralization at the pit vein. Grades up to 113.51 grams per ton of gold over 1.0 meter were reported, along with additional intercepts of 55.17 and 37.2 grams per ton of gold from newly exposed areas. CEO Peter S. Big expressed excitement about the results, stating they confirmed Dominion's long-term potential. Nikola plans to advance bulk sampling and further define project scale in 2026.
Investor news breaks. G Mining Ventures Corp. (SEX) OTCEF completes $80 million drawdown under revolving credit facility to advance Oko Gold Project. G Mining Ventures Corp. (OKENF) has completed the first $80 million drawdown under its US$350 million revolving credit facility to advance the Oko Gold Project in Guyana. The funds were used to repay a senior secured term loan, resulting in annual interest savings of approximately $1.5 million. CFO Julie LaFleur stated that this refinancing optimizes the company's capital structure and enhances efficiency, allowing GMIN to strengthen its balance sheet while progressing Oko West and Tocantinzinho operations. G Mining Ventures Corp. is focused on acquiring, exploring, and developing precious metal projects to capitalize on successful mine development, positioning itself as a mid-tier precious metals producer. To learn more, visit the company's newsroom.
Data center buildout strains power infrastructure and AI supply chains. A massive global demand for artificial intelligence computing is straining data center supply chains and power infrastructure. The latest Data Center Construction Cost Index 2025 to 2026 by Turner & Townsend reveals that the rapid expansion of AI facilities has pushed the industry to a critical point. The race towards high-performance data centers is testing the limits of power grids, cooling systems, and construction capacity. This strain comes at a time when companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc. are making significant progress in the field. Investors can find more updates on D-Wave Quantum Inc. in the company's newsroom. Tech Media Wire is a specialized communications platform focused on tech companies driving the future of technology.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.